are both a little bit more, if you will, difficult. Back a lot of what we did last week, more about Truma and Tamea and Tevel in this case. So where does the Gemara continue? If you skip to the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. Ein malikin betevel tamei v'chol. You're not allowed to burn, to use for heat or light, Tevel, which is tamei. The Ein Tzarech Lomer, says the Gemara, b'Shabbos. And all the more so on Shabbos. Bish lama nacht lava and mipneshu af. So there, that's a particular thing which is flammable. About tevel tamei my time, and what's the reason? So the Gemara tells us, a mocker, which may really be a daraisa, according to some Rishonim. It's a lashon rabim. Mishtei trumas akasim medaber, says the Gemara. It's talking about two different trumas. Achas truma tahora. That's obvious. You can't benefit from. Va'achas truma tameya. Ma truma tahora. Ein lechaba elamishas harama. You can only benefit the kohen gadol once it's no longer tevel. You've been mafreshit ve'elech. Af truma tameya. Ein lechaba elamishas harama ve'elech. That even that, when it's still b'shas tevel, meaning pre-harama, before it's been mafreshed, you're not allowed to benefit from it, even the type of benefit called hanas kilui, which is burning it and using it for the heat or for the light. So on this Gemara, I want to mention two different discussions from the Rishonim. The first comes out of Rashi Tosfos Machlokas. So the Gemara had said, hadlaka v'tevel tamei. Like, that's the context here. What does Rashi say? Dibur Maskel Ein. Kol Shekain B'Tahor. Kol Shekain, you can't have Anah from Tevel Tahora. Look at Tosfos. Emad Likin B'Tevel Tamei. Pirsh B'Kutros Kol Shekain B'Tevel Tahor. Ein Nira. The love of Kol Shekain, says Tosfos. What's the Kavachom here? That's so obvious. Tmei Chadesi. Why should it even be Usher? Tmeya is a din. We have to burn it. We know true Tmeya has to be burned, but okay, so Tevel Tamei can't have Hana from it. But why? It's so obvious that it's even a Kavach Omer Kon Rashi. So Tosfos says no, not at all. Rather, Elohu who hadin v'Tevel Tahor. Tosfos agrees that Taka it's Usser, but he says it's not that it's a Kol Shekain that we would have known before. On the contrary, we know because of. The Alfinan Tevel Tahor, may Tevel Tamei. Once the Gemara tells us that Tevel Tamei is Usser, which we know from a Pasuk, we can make a binyan av to Tevel Tahor. What's the Svara? Ma Tevel Tamei in Lecha Bo. Shum Hana'ah, Shel Kiloi Ela Meharama Ve'elech. There's no Hana that's possible until you've already done the Harama, until you've been Ma'afresh. Af Tevel Tahor, Kane. Even Tevel Tahor, which, because it's Tevel, there can't be any Hana before Harama. It's also the case. Aval says Tosfos Hana she'eino shel kilui. Shari, Pataka here Tosfos wants to suggest that Hana shel kilui is uniquely problematic. The Loma Tzina b'shem Balkam she Tevel Aser b'Hana. Tevel is Aser b'Achila. Who said that Tevel is Nisr Hana? And in fact, he quotes Halacha Gemara Yevamos about the fact that you can even feed your cow certain types of Tevel. The Hana shel kilui Aser l'Zarim. It's Tafka Hana shel kilui. Of burning it. Aval Sharano Shari. And he quotes another Gemara Erevin, which he thinks is indicative of this as well. So what do we have here? We have here this, again, an interesting type of a machlokas. On the one hand, Rashi seems to think that it's a kol shekain. Tosfos seems to say it's not so much a kol shekain, but we learn Tevel Tahor from Tevel Tamei. But Lamaisa, if we learn Tevel Tahor from Tevel Tamei, what is the pashtus? What is the status of that Isser? Well, the Gemara has a pasuk for Tevel Tamei. So presumably, if we learn one from the other, it's also Da'araisa. The pashtus is that it's an Isser Da'araisa to have Hana'ah from Tevel Tahor. Again, Kornitosis is a particular type of Hana'ah, Kilui, of burning it. But that's an Isser Da'araisa, as the Gemara seems to say about Tevel Tamei. In fact, excuse me, Tosfos in Yevamos says this explicitly, that it's an Issa Daraisa. However, it's not so pashut in the Rishonim. If you take a look at the Pnei Yeshua on our Gemara, I forgot your little notebook at home, I'm sorry. Just thinking about it now. And you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, this is the Mishnah Lamelech that everyone talks about. Everyone quotes the Mishnah Lamelech. It's in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid. Because this, but the Pnei Yeshua also, they quote a Rash. The Rash Mishans, the Bali Tosfos, commentary on the Mishnah. The Rash at the end of Maseches Trumos, Perek Yidal of Mishnah Tess. With the Rash, based on Rai is there, I don't want to get bogged down in those details, but Ha'ola Mikan, the Rash holds that Tevel Tahora is only Aser Midirabanon, as opposed to Tevel Tamei, which is Aser Bahana Midiraisa. So that's already one basic machlokas we're shown him. Just to make you aware, you know, Hidich Perusha, Vizil Gemor, the other parts you could look into in terms of which we're shown him. What is the Rai to the Rabbanon? What are the Raias? Now I want to mention just a little bit of the Shitas HaRambam on this point, and then we'll get to a third and final point in the sugya. On this particular halacha, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, the Rambam basically just quotes and paraphrases the Lashon of the Gemara. He doesn't mention anything, and what was the Gemara talking about? Tevel Tamei. So you look at the Ketzef Mishnah, the Ketzef Mishnah just says, Upirish Rashi, Kol Shekein, Tevel Tahor. What's the Ketzef Mishnah telling us? So there's a very interesting Minchas Chinuch on this. The Minchas Chinuch is in the Isser Tevel, which is Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalid. If you got the Machon Yerushalayim, it's in Os Tes there to find it in Minchas Chinuch. That's a long Minchas Chinuch there. He says, what you see from this, the Ketzef Mishnah is learning shot in the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Why else does the Ketzef Mishnah quote it? That the Rashi, that he also, because the Rambam never quotes Tevel Tahor. So the Minchas Chinuch says, if he held like Tosfos, who Taka does hold its Usur, but hold its a Chiddush, then he should have told us. Because he holds like, but rather, the Ketzef Mishnah was bavarning. Why does the Rambam ever tell us a halacha about Tevel Tahor? Oh, because he holds like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a Kavachomer. Once he's told us, as the Gemara did, then it's Tevel Tahmeh that's Usur, we know on our own. Kavachomer, obviously, Tevel Tahor should be Usur Bahana as well. That's the Minchas Chinuch just putting together this Ketzef Mishnah. But then, which seems to be a pretty good reading of the Ketzef Mishnah. Presumably that is what the Ketzef Mishnah has in mind. Whether you think the Ketzef Mishnah is right or not, but that is what the Ketzef Mishnah seems to have in mind. But then the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest something which is more debated. And again, for this, because these things are very complicated in a sense, or require a lot of Zoran knowledge, which I'm not, I don't want to pretend I'm not the biggest expert in Zoran either. So I'm more just going to be mayor to you as opposed to really rolling up our sleeves in this. But there is another Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a second Rambam, which he says indicates that this diuk is correct. That the Rambam for sure holds that Hana me tevel tahora is asur me to araisa. From the fact that the Rambam in earlier in Hefles Meister in Perek Gimel mentions the Isser of tevel tahora, again there's no context of tmeya there, it's just stam tevel is tahora, to animals, right? You haven't yet been mafresh, you have tevel, you can't give it to your animals. That's the way the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam. He says, oh, how else did the Rambam know this? It must be like Rashi. So I saw, if you look in the Machon Yerushalayim there, the Minchas Chinuch, they point out in the footnotes, that's not so poshut. First of all, again, it's a complicated Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch does not do justice by quoting it. And I looked up that Rambam. The Rambam goes on and on. He makes all sorts of distinctions between whether we're talking about Arai versus Keva in terms of the Hana, number one. Number two is we know that one of the halachos of Truma is food is not automatically chayiv in Trumas and Misers. There has to be a Gemar Malacha, Riyas Panei Habayis, etc. It has to already have Kvias for Miser, for Truma, etc. in order to then be chayiv. Even then, perhaps Achilas Arai might be Mutter. And the Rambam gets into all that distinctions of what you can do for an animal, what you can't do for an animal, and he's getting all back and forth into Arai and Keva. So there's two versions of the Machon Yerushalayim in Minchas Chinuch. There's the standard one, which I bought, and then they subsequently published one with the Gulyonos of Rav Shach. I don't know if it's on the back or the page, because I don't have that one, but I know, I think in the modular building we have the Rav Shach version. So on that version they point out that Rav Shach says he thinks the Minchas Chinuch is learning Pshat and the Rambam wrong, because the fact that the Rambam actually gets all these distinctions between Keva and Arai, if the whole pshat of the Rambam was that it's Midin Isra Kilui, this Isra Kilui that the Rishonim were talking about, that that's what prohibits the benefit, so then there's no makor to have any distinctions between Arai and Keva. That's an independent Isra. And along the line, similarly, but more, perhaps the Rishonim quotes this, I'm not sure, but if you take a look at the Briska Rav, if you look in the Sefer, in the Grizala Rambam, there's only one piece in Hilchos Meiser. He starts off talking about something else, but it's not even a long piece really. But then he quotes our Rambam, and he's not quoting the Minchas Chinuch or anything, but he seems to, if you learn like the Griz, it's totally upschlugs the Minchas Chinuch, because he has a whole lumnus. Again, it has to do with this Arai versus Keva, the distinction that the Rambam really is hammering home, which the Minchas Chinuch kind of glosses over. And the Briz Kor says, you see from this the following Chiddush. Again, and it would take a lot more learning by all of us in the Zrayim to appreciate, both to judge and to appreciate the merits of this Chiddush, but the Briz Kor Rav, this definitely seems to be a Chiddush to me, that the Briz Kor Rav was mechadesh the following Yisod, that there's two, in that same middle stage, of, you know, you've got the Gemara and Malacha, etc., there's two types of Chiyuvim, or two Dinim, which could prohibit your benefiting, or your eating even, from the food. The simple one we're familiar with, that's called Hevel, I mean, Chiyuv Misa, I mean, that's a very simple, that's obvious. But it says in the Briz Kor Rav, in certain contexts, you may have Yisurim, which are not Midin Tevel, but they're Midin Chiyuv Meiser, positive. Not the negative Shabo, that it is Tevel, but Midin Chiyuv Meiser, there's Meiser in there. Because, what about the first of all, there's multiple types of Trumas and Meiseris, Meiser Sheni, Meiser this, Meiser that. I don't remember. I didn't see that. If I remember correctly, I don't remember the Gris quoting that Tosis. But in Echanami, it may be. As I say, you need to have almost a shas knowledge of Zeroyim to be able to properly, you know, judge this Briz Kor Rav. You know, he's saying it, and you know, if we would ever question it, we would need to have firm ground. I'm just pointing out, again, I'm not doing it justice, and it's an accessible piece. It's not that long, and he writes clearly as he usually does. There's two types of issues. One is Isser Tevel, but then there are other times where the same food might be Usser, not as Isser Tevel, but because there's a Chi of Meiser on it.
It's almost like taking the destruction of the Trumas and Masras, which is usually Usser. That seems to, the way I'm hearing it, the way he's spinning it.
Well, Chi of the Meiser is not so much destruction, it's that you have to give it to somebody.
No, but there's an addition to that, that you can't do this. If
you destroy it, that means that you were mevatel the chiyuv of meiser.
Not just that. There's an iser to destroy the stuff. That's why I didn't understand the Tosfos at all. We talked about, it's one thing to say that there's an iser kiloy, but to say that the problem is of the hanah shel kiloy, that seems to, like, inserting the hanah in, it seems to me like, with starting from Tosfos and then going on to everything else, like, why is the issue of Hanah even brought into it? The Gemara doesn't mention Hanah at all. The Gemara is talking about the Isser destroying it. So,
well, their assumption is that this is a question of Hanah. That's the way Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara. Why would it be Usser?
From the time of destroying it. You're not allowed to destroy Truma Tahora by burning it. You're just not allowed to do that. You have to eat it. So that's what, and that was the whole Rekal v'Chomer of Rashi. The only thing I could see that they're bringing in Hanah to the whole sugya.
Well, again, so maybe Gufa, that's part of perhaps why they, even if you're right that that's where Rashi's coming from, yeah. Perhaps, so then that's, maybe it's on that fundamental you saw that they're arguing with why they hold there's no Rekal v'Chomer.
The only ambiguity that you could have a machlokas about is the three words that it never says Hanah in the whole Gemara. It says Ein Lecha Ba. You don't have in it, and you could really, that, you could spin that
right.
Either way.
Right, I hear. Okay, that's a good deal. Any, was there some excitement from this table?
I just know there's something on Yevamah's Peva, Mahoka's Rashi, that gets into that. But I don't really,
Peva, you said?
Peva and Yevamah's,
okay. I didn't have a chance to take a look. I don't know if there is anything there, but a few years ago, a friend of mine published a lot of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on Zeroyim. It was originally started off as a project on his Shurim HaMaseches Challah, but then beyond the Shurim HaMaseches Challah, it was Zeroyim stuff in other Masechtas. So I didn't have a chance to take a look, but Tevel is Yisod, took enough of a sugya that Mestama is there, and if this is a Brisker Torah, my guess is that it's there somewhere, but I didn't have a chance to take a look. So, as I say, I'm dropping this on you, and feel free to run with it and let me know what you find. I want to mention one other thing. One other halakha, which comes out of the same.
Oh, he says, you know what Rashi says? Rashi says, you're chayev misa if you eat tevel.
Okay.
Because within tevel there's truma.
Right, and that's not a pasha thing at all. In other words, could there be pre. Right, and
that's the kind of you're
right.
Asking away what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's obviously a very lumdish Rashi, because you could easily, right? But pashtus, again, you need to know more Zrayim to begin to judge these. You know, lumdus without enough facts is very dangerous. But the but what's very intriguing about that Rashi is that you could easily have argued that there is no truma until there's been hafrasha.
That's
a huge chiddush of Rashi. Right? That's a.
I'm saying it's kind of what the Briscoe was saying.
But yeah, because he's obviously assuming that there can be. Yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah. Right. Right. Very good.
Is there also an issue for a kohen to eat tevel though?
Not tevel by definition. Then maybe I don't know. And he assuming that, but he assumes the answer is that you can't.
Right. Yeah. So he gives a different shot. He explains.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But Rashi explains this of tevel because there's truma within the tevel. That's
very good. Okay. Good. You should care.
I mean, the Gemara seems to be talking about a kohen, the hana.
Right.
I mean. If to say that he only gets Hana after Ben Torin, then it's got to be
it. Right. I hear. Okay, good. I want to mention one other thing, and it comes out of this same Gemara. The Gemara has said, again, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Madlikin B'Tevel Tame B'Chol, Ein Tzarach Lomar B'Shabbos. You can't have Hana or destroy. You can't have Hana in the Tevel Tame during the week. Kavachomer on Shabbos. So what's the question? This is a Rashba. The whole Torah. Yeah, your tons of
your.
Why is it obvious? What's so obvious? The Rashba has a one-liner. Right? I mean, he elaborates on it, but it's basically a one-liner. It's a zinger, and there's a whole Torah from this Rashba. What's the Chav HaChomer? Why should it be any more usher on Shabbos? Yeah, why should it be any more usher? What's the Chav HaChomer? Ein Tzarach Lomar B'Shabbos. What extra problem is there on Shabbos?
Tzarach Lomar doesn't mean Kavachomer.
Right? Well, that's how the Rashba reads the Gemara.
Yeah.
That's how the Rashba reads the Gemara. You have that, Shraga?
Really, about the kind of Ein Tzarach Lomar. Ein Tzarach Lomar.
You cannot allow to have a Hanah from it, and you're allowed to have an off from it. It's Zrayim Halacha. What's that got to do with the Shabbos? And he leaves it with Tzarach Ian, right? There's no answer. He leaves it with the Rashba, leaves it with Tzarach Ian. So I saw two answers quoted.
You know, my favorite is the password. If during the week, you could always
stop
right away.
Right. I don't have actually. I don't have the Masad Rav Kook Rashba on Shabbos, so I didn't see if this is in his footnotes. But in some of the other Sfarim of Masechta Shabbos, I saw that the answer to this question, they quote a few answers. There's a few answers in the Achronim. The two answers that I saw that seemed most intriguing, I want to share with you. One is from the Oneg Yontif. They all quote this. In fact, when I was looking at Yankee's Gemara before the Shir, I noticed the Art Scroll quotes this as well in a footnote. They also quote, I think, a Tshuva Miava. There's a whole literature from this Rashba. But I wanted to quote the Oneg Yontif and a Sfas Emes on the Gemara. So the Oneg Yontif says something which, you know, if I was, like, saying a blot Shir, you know, in Yeshiva, this would be a great opportunity to get out of Truma Tor and Matan Tavel and go off on the whole tangent. He touches us on a Shas topic. So says Oneg Yontif the following. Since it's a mitzvah, what are we talking about? We're talking about halakas neir Shabbos. So he says, then it'd be a mitzvah baba avera. Ein Tzarach Lomar, on Shabbos, not Shabbos, al tilcha Shabbos, on Shabbos for halakas neir Shabbos, to have halakas neir Shabbos from Tevil, that's a mitzvah baba avera. Ein Tzarach Lomar, that's obvious. But during the chol, when it's just a question of, reading a book, so then there's no mitzvah, what could be wrong with it? It's mashvalan, it's usher. That's how the Oneg Yontif understands it. And again, l'chora, not since I'm not saying that kind of a shira, I don't want to get too into this. I'm just mentioning to you. But there's a whole Torah, big, big discussions about what is the nature of mitzvah haba ba'avera. First of all, does it apply to the rabbanans or not? And this Oneg Yontif is an important one because he says beferish that you see from this, and don't say the mitzvah haba does not apply to mitzvah rabbanan like halakas neiros. It does. So this is an important Oneg Yontif from that perspective. Also, what is the nature of this? And or this is very connected. I don't know if it's in any primary brisker. Or earlier Brisker sources, but Rav Salvechik used to quote a lot, and Rav Shechter always quotes from the Rav, in the name of Rav Chaim, that he argued on Tosfos in a number of places. Tosfos usually understands the Bahababa Avera as the Avera, which is the more accurate translation of the Klal, that the Avera enabled the mitzvah. I don't have a lulav, so I'll steal the lulav, and then the Avera enabled my mitzvah. That's the problem. You can't enable a mitzvah through an Avera. That Tosfos says that. Rav Chaim apparently disagreed, and Rav Chaim had said, he said it wasn't a din in the Gabra, that my mitzvah was enabled through my Avera, and that's somehow wrong. But rather, there are certain Averas which give a status to the Chefza. It's a Chefza Shel Avera. And a chafta shel aveira is repugnant. You can't use a chafta shel aveira for a mitzvah. He had a lot of riots for this. This is a big lulav agot. Huh? Right, it's the Yerushalmi about Kriya on Shabbos. There's a whole Torah. Rav Shechter has this in Eretz Hatzvi for those who are interested in further reference. But again, I don't remember. I didn't take a look today. I don't remember quoting this on a Yontif or a Gemara. But l'chora, this is connected. It seems to me, l'fum riyata, that perhaps on a Yontif is going on that kind of a yisod. That the Hamakos Neros, if they're using Tevel, because again, it's not an Aveira that's enabling you, like you stole something which you didn't have. It's that this has a status, the Chafza is a Chafza of Tevel. So a Chafza of Tevel cannot be used for an Aveira. That's my surface, simple understanding of that.
So if you say, let's say, Ner Shabbos is a Mitzvah,
then you wouldn't have a problem with it. Right, okay, so again, Enochanami, so this, of the Oni Yantif, and especially if you're putting my spin on the Oni Yantif, it's making two assumptions. One is a Mitzvah of Aveira, and one is a Ner Shabbos. Good, Enochanami. So there's Makom Lodun on both. Mishnei Hatzadim.
Perhaps you could clarify: is there an inyan to light the candles of Shabbos, or is there an inyan to have light in the house?
Well, we did clear that. We cleared that my psicha to that's
I'm saying.
Yes. And this is all connected. Yeah. Yes, and that's, if you remember, that's the Rabbeinu Tam question of, if I have a candle lit me b'od yom, right? I have a Yortzeit candle. I write Yortzeit Friday, right? I'm making early Shabbos. I lit it at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So Friday at 6:30, when I'm making early Shabbos, it's still lit. Can I just bench that? That's also the question. Tosfos assumes that no, you have to blow it out and relight it, because we assume that you do have to do that. But anyway, the Rambam quotes that. Last thing to mention is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes gives a different answer, and basically wants to say as follows. It's not that different, but he doesn't mention Rabbi Bavera, so it is different. He says the following. Listen, you have to have candlelight. First of all, you have Ad Mitzvah Hadlakas Neros, plus you have the issue of Shalom Bayis. You're not supposed to, hang around in dark rooms on Shabbos because we're worried about you stubbing your toe. That's Shalom Bayis or Shabbos. So it says as Sfas Emes, even if you didn't have this Tevel, you'd have to find something to light. And if the only thing you have in the house is the Tevel, so you would have had to go out to the store and buy some other oil. You would have had to light something. So by you lighting Tevel on Shabbos, instead of having gone to the store and spending money, that is a greater and more obvious hana'a mitevel. Because you were forced. The way he says it, because you had to, you have a chiyuv to have hana'a. So that chiyuv, when you use that, when you're fulfilling with an isser, that adds more punch to the isser. As opposed to, therefore, taka, kavachomer, it's obvious that should be asur, because that's a bigger hana'a. As opposed to, says Tosfos, during the week, you could sit in the dark. You don't want to sit in the dark, so you want to burn some oil. But you could sit in the dark. So the hana, it's a fascinating thing. The hana you have on during the week, it's the inverse of the Gemara about, Gadol HaMetzuvah V'yosa V'ein HaMetzuvah V'yosa. And if there's more reward, the Gemara says, when you're Mechuyiv, says the Sfas Emes, there's more hana when you're Mechuyiv.
How can you say that you're getting hana from a mitzvah? I thought that was the whole point.
Oh, so they discuss. Oh, good, very good. So let me just spell it out to make sure everyone got it. And then I'll just... not answer, but make a comment about what you said. So Sfas Emes basically says there's two levels of hana. Ein tzarach lomer b'shabbos is a kavachomer, he reads, like the Rashba did. But he says the reason it's a kavachomer is because you're getting the same candle in the same room with the same wattage. It's more hana on Shabbos because you would have had to spend money to do it. So you're really getting hana from it because it saved you a necessary expense. As opposed to during the week, even though with the exact same light wattage, but it's considered a little less hana, and therefore it's obviously usur, because in theory you could have gone without it. Interesting. Now, I did see one of the sfarim that I have that they mentioned this in the context of, what about mitzvahs lovely hanis nitnu? That's what they say. We know that there are exceptions to that rule. And I mentioned actually this when we did that, I think, opening shir as well. We mentioned the issue of exactly the whole purpose of this mitzvah is to get hana'a. And I'm not going to make the mistake then, which is that I got off on my tangent about Talmud Torah. And Shlomi said, how could that be? It's a Gemara Nadarim. And I showed up that the Tag is a Taz, even though he doesn't understand the Taz. Okay, so that we won't revisit that discussion. But I think that's the answer to the question.
It doesn't quite cover it because the hana that you're getting is the same as the hana. The additional hana is not the hana of the candle. The additional hana that you're getting that he wants to say is the kavod.
The money.
Is the hana. No, it's the
saving
hana
the money.
Of the mitzvah. Of the, because
no, I don't think that's what he's saying. That would be, which is really another way, a more balabatish answer to the question. Yeah. Which is the hana he's talking about here is saving money.
he's still lit.
Okay, good. I don't know if we have one. I have one in my home. I don't know if we have one here. Do we have a Sal Sabbath Al Shas? Nachashanda. Okay, we'll have to get one for the new base medrash. Yeah, it is on the CD-ROM. You're right.
Why don't you learn just Pashas?